FM there from Norah Jones and Chasing Pirates. Now, if there ever was a time when we need to feel better about ourselves, it's now. How much more can we take as a nation, within our families, as individuals, from people losing their jobs, homes, coping with the devastation that the worst flooding in human memory has brought? We don't even have a World Cup qualification to cheer us up, and Jedward are gone as well. So how can we cope? How can we ever feel positive again, or just simply enjoy life again? And of course, that is a challenge that we as human beings experience. We have to move on. We have to try and get through our difficult times. And I'm delighted to welcome this morning to the programme cognitive behavioural therapist, which sounds like a mouthful, but I know it'll be described or defined for us in a moment, Veronica Walsh. And she's going to talk to us really about coping. I don't know if that's the right word, and I'll ask you now, Veronica, as well, but really getting through when those times are tough. And good morning, and thank you for coming into the programme. Now, I know when I say cognitive behavioural therapist, it does sound like a mouthful. So will I get you, first of all, to break that down for us?
Well, the acronym that everybody knows it by is CBT, Cognitive Behavioural Therapy. And, you know, I encourage everybody to Google it. It's a psychotherapy. It's a real psychotherapy, not a Dr. Phil or Oprah law of attraction thing. It's the world's fastest growing psychotherapy. But when people hear psychotherapy, they generally think of Freudian psychotherapy. Mm. Woody Allen, Tony Soprano, endless years of lying on a sofa and excavating your deep subconscious mind. Mm. And it's all about your mother and infantile desires and fantasies. CBT is not about that at all. It's about now, today. And the basic simple premise is that your thinking determines your feelings, your emotional disturbances, and your consequential behaviours. Mm-hmm. So if we have a negative bias with thinking, if we have demand thinking, and we'll talk about that in a minute, then we're going to create upsets for ourselves. Human beings create our own upsets. The events and the awful things that happen around us only influence our emotions. It's our thinking that determines them. And that's the basic simple premise of it.
Now, of course, there are so many terrible things happening at the moment. We can't oversimplify. Sure. But it is interesting that you're saying, you know, that you're moving away from that elongated sort of therapy, sitting down and talking through things. I suppose in a way as well, is it our thinking? Is that where we're going wrong? That we've got into this pattern of sort of dysfunctional or unhealthy thinking? And is CBT about breaking that pattern?
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, the CBT was developed by psychoanalysts who are actually trained in the Freudian theory. There are two founding fathers. They didn't know each other or work together, but they happened upon the same findings and strategies. They were working in the 60s, and they realised their patients were coming year after year and not getting better. So all that excavation of, you know, what happened when you were five, and examining and understanding those things, that wasn't where the problems were. They realised, one of them, Aaron Beck, I recommend people Google him and look him up. His view was that people's negative thinking bias, looking at life through a gloomy, distorted lens, was where the problem was. Albert Ellis, the other founding father, both Americans, by the way, his view was our main problems are that we have three irrational cognitions, and it's all about being irrational and having a distorted view. Those are demands, the musts and the shoulds and the ought-tos that we make on ourselves and on others and the world, and they're the core of our problems. And what he means by that is the musts and shoulds and demands I might have about how I am is I should be perfect, I should be skinny, I should be gorgeous, I should be funny, I should be popular, I should be successful. You know, I must be, or else I can't be happy. Now, those are unattainable demands. If we can change them and unconditionally accept ourselves and go for preferences and wants and desires instead, we'll neutralise those needs. And it's just as important, the demands and the shoulds and the musts we put on others. You know, you should be respectful and kind and fair to me. And if you're not, I'll damn you for your rottenness and I'll get you, you know. And I'll really get into thought loops and worry about that. Mm. And then the third important thing is about the world. You know, if the world is not fair and comfortable, if it throws curveballs at me and upsets me, it is unbearable It's awful. It's intolerable. I can't take it. Again, we're making demands, musts and shoulds and oughts. If we neutralise those, because oftentimes they're, you know, they're preferences, they're wants, they're things we would like. So if we can, you know, aspire at least to unconditional acceptance of ourselves and others and the world, we'll be halfway there.
Now, of course, it's a very difficult thing to do and to break those patterns. I mean, you have a woman here sitting across with you, which is typical. You know, the battery went dead on my car the other day because of the rain. So immediately I didn't think, okay, just jump start. No, I was down the road of, oh my God, I need to get a new car. Do I have enough money? Have to get this guy down the road to give me a lift in. Oh, I can't tell him my car is broken. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not going to be easy, Veronica, to break those patterns. Yeah. So what's your advice then to do
well,
that?
Well, in those cases, that's the negative bias, the gloomy view. You're imagining all the bad things that can happen. You're taking them on board. All these automatic negative thoughts, this thinking pattern just jumps at you. And you've got, what if this and what if that and what if the other? Now, these are things that either, you know, well, they haven't happened. They're not here yet, so they're not useful and practical to you. They may never happen. You know, they're ifs and buts, and they're really not helpful. Now, you are taught, you're educated in CBT, and you're taught tools and strategies and techniques to know when your whoosh of fight or flight response and the bad feelings are coming up because of these thoughts. You can actually thought stop and derail them and replace them with rational, evidence-based thinking, you know?
Not easy.
Not easy.
But it can be done.
You've got to do it over and over and over again. And that's the point. It not only can it be done, it's been proven to be done. Study after study has been done on this. Mm. And it's the only psychotherapy in the world that's actually measured and proven. Now, it's got homework. It's got written tasks.
Mm. Well, there you go. Just talk us through then, as you're saying. And what I love about it is it's very much giving you the power.
Yes.
As you say, you're focused in the now. Mm-hmm. And it's really, I suppose it's like an exercise to kind of unravel that awful pattern that's trapped you down through the years. So well, what do you do practically?
That's exactly what it is. And I liken it to when we learned that we had to go to the gym, you know, and that we had to eat properly. You know, this is about our emotional health, and we're learning, you know, there's been a revolution in psychotherapy, and it seems very, very simple that our thinking causes our feelings, not the events and situations around us. They only influence it. But most of us don't accept that. Mm. You know, we think that we're, you know, determined and shaped by the things that happen, and we've no control. We do have control. Absolutely the same event can happen to several different people, and they'll all have a different reaction. Mm. So CBT will teach you the tools and techniques and strategies, as I said.
So that literally is what it boils down to, that it's a strategy.
Education.
Is it like a little mantra thing if you feel yourself going down the road
it's
of negative thinking?
Not really, because that's closer to the bit airy-fairy, I shouldn't say that, of positive thinking and say that Bill Cullen mantra, I am fabulous, go get the day. It's not about that. It's more about realistic thinking.
Okay.
Rational, calm thinking to take away the bad feelings and to help us to feel good. There's a lot of homework.
For example?
For example, journal keeping, writing things down. The very first thing you have to do is identify those negative automatic thoughts that we have. Now, sometimes we might think, I'm anxious because I'm nervous. You know, but that's two emotions. That's not why you're anxious. You're anxious because you have an interview coming up. Mm. So, you know, to learn to identify, well, what are the thoughts that's causing me this whoosh morning, noon and night? And
so
I
it's
can't
very
sleep.
Practical then. I like that.
Very,
and then you know
practical.
It is the interview, so prepare for it. Mm-hmm. And that way then you can dissipate your anxiety or lessen it.
Exactly. But if you can find your core beliefs and your natural thinking, which is, I'm a loser. I'm going to make a complete mess of it. It's pointless. It's a waste of my time. I'll make a show of myself. If you can learn to actually challenge those, look at the evidence. You got a job before. You're not a loser. People like you. You can talk. There's no reason why you must and should perform like a rock star at this. No reason why you absolutely must get this job. Mm. You can learn to calm down, to focus, to look at the rational, and to go to the interview and prepare and nearly enjoy it. be excited by it. You can change your mindset from unhealthy thinking to healthy thinking.
Now, because there's some, we could have you here all morning, Veronica, but we'll just go through very quickly. So the journal, just give us one or two other very practical things, and then you can give us information where we can find out about more.
Okay, well, for instance, when you had your little whoosh moment, you know, and you immediately went into predicting the future and looking at negatives. With CBT, they do a very, very simple, very starter thing where you can actually wear a little rubber band around your wrist. It sounds terribly, terribly simple, but it's so effective. And when you feel yourself go to that place, you can give it a little twang.
Okay.
You can thought stop. You can deliberately say, hold on, I'm going to challenge this. Where's the evidence ABC is going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
What's the alternative thinking? You can replace it with that, and you can deliberately choose to move on and think about something else.
Okay.
Now, if you do that over and over, it becomes your philosophy for living and the way that you think.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't live in that negative bias all the time.
And it's a slow, obviously gradual, so don't, it's not going to happen overnight, as you just said.
Sadly,
no more than
no
getting fit. Or adapting healthy eating habits.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Veronica, look, thank you so much for coming in. Just give us a little bit of information. You have a website, and also have you any seminars or anything coming up as well you'd like to talk about?
Yes, well, I spoke at a seminar a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to have a few workshops coming up that will be on my website, which is www.cbtandfeelinggood.com. In fact, if anybody listening here wants to send me an email to veronica@cbtandfeelinggood.com, I'd be happy to send out my little mini workbook, which gives you a self-help way of doing this. What I do is I change it from therapy to education. So one session with me, I give you these skills as a self-help so you become your own therapist and go and apply them to yourself.
Sounds wonderful. And thank you so much. And I know there's so much more. And that's cbtandfeelinggood.com. Veronica Walsh, thank you so much for coming into the studio. And I'm off to get my elastic band now. You're listening to The Weekend Breakfast on 4FM. Here's The Young Rascals and Groovin'.